Welcome to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast, where we discuss various dog training topics to help you become the best leader for your dog. Marvin Pierce has over 20 years of experience with obedience training for dogs located in the Sherwood, Oregon area. Offering private lessons and group clinics, the dog teacher has been able to change the lives of dog owners by helping them develop and maintain an obedient dog. For more information, contact us at marvinpiercedogteacher.com.
So anybody who's on here, let us know how we sound or if we sound at all. We might just be quiet.
You're talking kind of quiet right now.
Am I? It's going to be on a podcast also, so if you want to go on there to Apple or Spotify and share a podcast. We got a lot of them on there. I listened to some of them a while back. I was on the road. I listened to some of them to see what I put up with from Bianca during them. It's a lot. We're trying to go on a charter fishing trip right now, but our agent, Bianca.
I'm no longer your agent.
She sent us on a no fishing trip yesterday.
No, I didn't send you. I said that you would know by the evening what the weather reports were. And I told you I did not think you were going to go fishing, but you were like, it's 2 o'clock. We got to go. I got to go. We got to go.
Most
people, I'm just going to talk so much shit right now, but
what's
I think when you and Jody are leaving the house for things, is she trying to hurry up and get you out on time, or are you like hurrying up and trying to get her out?
Nobody has to hurry me up. I'm always ready.
But yeah, like insanely prior to when you need to be ready. Like, if we have a group walk at 10 a.m. at 8 o'clock, you're like, we gotta go.
I don't like to be late.
But you weren't gonna be late for a fishing trip that wasn't confirmed.
Yeah, well, it was like questionable, according to our agent.
Except for your agent said, highly unlikely.
She's like, well, you ought to go down there today so you don't have to get up at 2:30 in the morning.
No, 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 no.
And I'm like, are we going to go or not? You might.
Hey, Paula Smith says hi.
Hey, Paula. Oh. I said, so should
I'm
we
I'm hiring
just
an
wait?
Attorney.
I said, so should we just wait to go fishing? No, you might ought to go.
No.
There's a chance.
Yeah, you're making that up. I said, I don't think you're going to be fishing. I didn't say you should.
I said,
go
should
down
we
there.
Stay home?
You could have waited.
No, well,
until
then you
got
to get up
o'clock.
Really early in the morning.
Ugh.
So, needless to say, we went down there and set up camp and got all of our gear ready. And they called and said, hey, you're not going fishing tomorrow. So, we loaded up and came home. And now, if you got a boat and you're a guide, or if you want some fishing people to go with you, let us know. We want to go catch some.
It's not just any boat.
Well, no, I don't want
Marvin
to go
wants
boat.
To see your fishing reports, see what you've caught.
Yeah. That's what people do to me about my dog.
He wants
like,
to go
hey,
halibut
you got any
fishing.
References? You bet, I got references. Got a lot of references. Got a lot of hurt feeling people. Got a lot of well trained dogs. So, but anyway, we're not going fishing until probably next year. I don't know.
As you can tell, that's going over really well for Marvin.
Yeah, I was ready to go. Everybody's like, man, we can go. I was going to go fishing for whatchamacallits on the Columbia. Those fish that come from Minnesota.
Salmon?
No.
No, I wasn't
your
agent.
The
ones
that come
agent.
From Minnesota.
I wasn't your agent for that. I wasn't.
But they are not catching none or not catching very many or something. I don't know. So, walleye, right? Yeah.
You were too late.
Maybe.
Yeah. But I'm just saying if you...
So now then the whatchamacallits left.
Yeah. Marvin.
So says some people.
Walleye aren't the only fish that migrate in. So you can't just say the fish that come from Minnesota.
Well, how many fish come from Minnesota?
A lot, probably.
Really? I don't know that either. I just know that walleye come in, and there's a lot of them. And some people don't like them because they're eating the food that the salmon's supposed to be eating or something. That's what I hear.
So you can fill a boat?
Yeah, there's no limit on them. But they
say we could go down to the Petco and get you a goldfish.
Yeah, they say the guides try to limit you to 10 per person.
Oh.
Just because they don't want to fish them all out, where the other people want to fish them all out and be gone. So you have that issue. We went fishing last year, salmon fishing, right? We all caught our salmon.
Yeah, we did. It was really
That's
fun.
Cool. So are we going to talk about dogs or fishing?
Good question.
This is your show.
We're pretty good topic about fishing. We got anybody added into the fishing, Brett? Is your brother on here?
They probably all left.
No, they're all probably enjoying this. They're like, God, Marvin.
No, my brother's probably watching fishing YouTube, not this.
So, let's talk about the heat and the dogs.
Hey, that's on my list. Hot weather.
Good job. Because for me, the asphalt will be so hot in the next few days.
I wouldn't even say just the asphalt. When it's 105 degrees, I would get your dogs up early in the morning, get their exercise done out of the way early.
Yeah.
That's what we do here. They have a lot more playtime in the morning, and then they stay in the AC for the afternoon.
Yeah, and then we just take them in and out a couple
to go
times.
Potty.
Not as much as normal just because of the heat. And, we take them out on the grass, too. They're not on the dirt, and they got to cross a little piece of gravel to get there, but it's just going to be, they say 105, so it'd probably be 100 here, maybe.
170 here.
Yeah, it's cooler here than it is in Portland weather forecast, normally, anyway. So, Brett, we got anything going on? So, Bianca, what topics do you have? We talked about the heat, because the blacktop...
How about you talk about what people should do for dogs that either have never experienced fireworks? Let's start there. What should you do with your 7-month-old puppy that has... What?
Oh, I've seen somebody take a dog by.
No way. Somebody took a dog out?
Well, let's look at the time. So, for me, and I just talked to someone about this a few days ago, fireworks and dogs and puppies. And mm-hmm.
But let's first talk about dogs that have not experienced fireworks.
Well, before. I think it's so much, for me anyway, it's so much the human, you know, that gets the dogs in trouble because they... sit around and comfort and hold them and talk to them and try to tell them it's okay. And for me, you know, and you even talked about it the other day on here, get your dogs a good quality exercise in the afternoon, the evening, you know, before the fireworks start. And me, I like to crate the dogs if they have any issues. And they have a zillion and one things. They got
assuming they're
blankets.
Crate trained.
Yeah, they have thunder blankets, all kind of stuff. CBD, there's so many different things, but I think that crating your dogs for me is one of the big things. And even if you put them in a room, you know, and turn up some music or something, or the TV, I mean, just anything that'll deaden the sound of it, because we do here in the kennels, I mean, we just turn the music up and the fans are on, and mm-hmm. I've never seen a dog here, you know, in 20-some years have a problem with fireworks.
We don't hear them nearly as much as you hear them in town here.
Right, yeah, we don't hear them. But even back in the day, we had a big fireworks display across the hill here, across Canyon. And our dogs never paid no mind to it anyway because of the fact that they were outside. They were used to noise, you know, and we shot guns around here and there's all kind of equipment running around and stuff. So they really got used to it, but... I think the hardest thing is for the lap dogs that people get up on their laps and the people's nervous are worse than a dog, you know, and that really sets the dogs off a lot. So for me, really good exercise for your dogs in the afternoon, the evening before the fireworks start. If you can crate them, for me, I'd put them in a crate, turn the music up some or the TV up some to try to deaden the noise of the fireworks, and it works a lot better than holding them on your lap and sitting there waiting for the first fireworks, and then you know your dog's going to get upset. And Bianca, you got anything to add to that?
Would you play recording of fireworks before the holiday?
Would I play a recording? Well, I would get my dogs desensitized to it.
Yeah.
You know, but just
don't start with the volume on full blast.
Yeah, just have it down. And be for me, I'd be training on my dogs when I started playing it. I'd be having to set, heel down, jump up, load up, you know, different things. And then I would have them to place while the fireworks were going off at a lower level, but a lot of the people can't even place their dogs when they move their foot, much less if they have a fireworks going off. So, but I would definitely be training on my dogs, and if you have normally a good stay command on your dog in a place, it helps a lot. And I would definitely play them some. And like I said before, I done it with our horses. You know, we had horses that were scared of guns, and so I just go out and shoot guns, and the horses are fine. They run across the field and act silly for a little while, and then, hell, now we shoot a gun, they come see what you're shooting at. It doesn't even bother them anymore. And the fireworks is a whole lot different, or the gun, you know. If your dog's in the house and the fireworks are going off in your yard, you know, versus if we're going across town, because like Bianca said, the noise level of it makes a huge difference with your dogs. And,
right.
And that's why a lot of people board their dogs here for the 4th of July, just because they don't want them at home around all the fireworks. And it's a lot less traumatizing for the human and the dog, I guess. So they leave them up here for normally over the weekend. Like now we got some dogs in today, and this morning, and we'll have some come in this afternoon. They'll probably be here on Sunday or Monday or whatever. And some people, like I said, Tuesday they're going to pick their dogs up. But it just makes it really hard on the dog when the human's so wound up and so upset. So, Brett, you got anything?
Yeah, somebody asked about the dog contest that you're going to have coming up. When are you going to have that?
Hide and Seek is planned for the 27th of this month. We do have a situation.
What?
There's two deer fawn living in the woods.
You know, I think they moved.
But if they're living there on the 27th, we will not be turning dogs loose.
Yeah, but we'll know a few days early. Because we'll go check. Because I rode through there this morning.
They've relocated.
Yeah, we opened all the gates up, let them go down to the creek. And we did that last year before last. And they move out of here and go down to the creek bottom and the bottom, and they got grass and they got water and everything down there. So we try to move them on down that way. But I was up there this morning, my side-by-side riding around, and I couldn't find her. And normally, if you ride through there, the mom, the doe will come out of there and watch you. And this morning, and even yesterday, Jody went up through there and couldn't find her. So we think she's done and moved off. Well, Brett, you got anything else?
Paula Smith said that she's glad to see that the hide and seek is on the 27th because we'll be back to participate.
Oh, good.
So we'll be there for it. That's it. We're all caught up.
I think that's going to be a fun thing. The hide and seek, as long as it ain't 105 degrees.
People are really looking forward to it. A lot of people are commenting. They are excited about a lot of the videos that we created, you know.
We just got to get the rules solid because there's going to be cheaters, you know.
People are going to be pushing the rules. People always driving.
Yeah, some people just like go full extreme to be competitive. Not mention no names, but.
I wouldn't.
Are you on live right now? I'm getting some network issues if you are on Wi-Fi.
I am.
Okay.
But we also have 5 staff members probably on the internet right now.
I'll jump back there and ask them.
Yeah, ask them to kick off of the internet.
They're all on lunch. So.
Oh, really?
Well, most of them.
Man, they get a long lunch. So, people hearing this, Brett, or was just not working good?
No, it's not working good. Hold on a sec here, let me... No. It bumped us off. We gotta restart.
All right, let's wait to
restart.
Let's
just quit.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me jump out there.
This is frustrating. We're living in the year 2024, and our internet sucks because they won't put a phone cable up or internet cables up here. I think we ought to protest to Biden. He'd be like, what exactly is the internet? And I'll work on it. This must be how long we're on the internet or on Facebook Live. Or what were. So what do they, you kick them off?
Yeah.
Oh,
Grace was on her break, so.
Who is?
Grace was on her break.
So I should get off, Bianca? I'm off.
Sure.
Okay. She's off. Everybody's off. I asked everybody. Everybody said okay.
You asked Mariah, you asked Irene, you asked Heather.
I just made an announcement. I just said, and we'll they're all do in this there. Again. Yep, everybody.
Okay. Bianca.
Yes?
What if we ask you?
Well, no, I'm reading comments.
Brett's got two of them going. Are we on podcasts and Facebook, or what have we got two going?
Podcast, backup audio.
Have we done Instagram Live lately?
We have not. We can't.
We have a lot more followers on Instagram than we used to.
You want to try it right now, or?
I don't know.
We can definitely go Instagram Live, yeah. Or next.
You don't do both at the same time, huh?
No, we don't. We can, because there's two phones, so we could do Facebook.
Well, I was going to say, why not do that instead of backup if it ain't working? Volume ain't working, ain't working.
That's not going to solve our streaming problem, our internet problem right now.
Do we still have an internet problem?
Not anymore, no.
We could call our internet guy and see what the hell.
Yeah. So we're running into streaming problems, so if I run Instagram and Facebook at the same time, we might have the same problem happen. So we'll swing the bat, we'll try it, we'll see what happens, though. What do you think?
I don't know. Marvin, what do you want?
I don't know.
I think maybe you should take a break. We should just tell them Facebook Live is no longer.
Why should I take a break?
Because you're frustrated.
Frustrated? I'm fine. That's why we'll take a nap when we get done. It frustrates me and aggravates me because we can't get internet, but I mean, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. I'm ready, Brett, when you are.
Okay. All right, let's roll.
Just so we're on the same page.
Just Facebook Live.
Just Facebook Live. You want to hold off on Instagram?
I guess. I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
That's what I heard from you.
Well, I have Instagram up to try Instagram and go live on Instagram, and then we can go live on Facebook Live at the same time. I think what's going to happen is we're probably going to run into some streaming issues.
Let's just go Facebook Live.
So then I would suggest that we just go Facebook Live, because we don't have good enough internet to do the Instagram. That's my thoughts. If we want to try it,
let's just go Facebook Live.
Then we can. Okay.
So do you have enough internet at your house? Could you do it?
Do both?
Or anything. I mean, we can't do nothing here.
Streaming demands a lot of internet.
I don't think that was my question.
I can't stream over my house.
You can't do Facebook Live there either?
On two things, no.
What about me on one? We were only on one a while ago.
But we have a lot more hooked up to the internet here.
You know, that was my thing with Ken back in the day to start with, is why can't we do this? And I don't know. Because I asked him if we should have one here and one at the house, you know, like we used to have. Because Jody's probably on the internet playing her game or something. He said, no, we have plenty to do what we need to do. But it ain't working. So let's go Facebook Live. We'll figure it out later.
All right.
Burning daylight.
All right. Roll live. 3, 2, 1, and we're back.
Oh, yeah. So we're back on Facebook Live, Bianca and I. And we still, 19 years later, don't have very good internet. You know, it's better when I remember we used to have dial-up internet. You hear that click all the time when you're trying to talk or try to do something on the internet. So we've gotten better than that. We got Starlink.
Starlink, yeah.
We have Starlink now, and we still have Fight It, but it's life living in the country, and I'll live here and fight the internet. We've even went to town, though. Remember, we used to go to town in the motorhome.
We used to do Facebook Live in the Bi-Mart parking lot.
Yeah, we might have to go back to that.
We might have to.
Hey, we never had no trouble there, right?
No, we didn't. I don't think we ever ran into an issue there.
So, Bianca, we might just have to start doing that again.
All right.
Well, you could, yeah.
Yeah, we just load up our shit in the motorhome and haul ass down. So, like, a whole 10 minutes away. Get off the mountain. So, Bianca, what do you got wrote down over there for subjects?
Paula Smith says, hi from PDX, waiting to leave for Denver.
Good luck. Have fun. It's going to be cooler there than here, I bet.
Denver, Colorado.
Maybe not, though.
It's probably
I don't know.
I think it's very similar to the Pacific Northwest.
Denver's a mile high, though, so they might be a little cooler.
Right, right.
What's it? What you got wrote down there to talk about?
Nothing. We've covered it all.
Oh, so let's talk about, for me, I don't know, were we on the internet the other day when we talked how much better Rebel is now? Well, until your last trick. Than she was before you started the 100-day challenge?
A little bit, yeah.
And she's gotten better because you work with it more. But, for me, it's a really good subject to talk about when you're training on your dog. When you go too far, which I used to do a lot with my cow dogs. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I was just trying to get something and I would get it, like you talked the other day, pretty good. And I'd be like, I should quit right. No, I'll go one more and I'll blow it up, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel people do that all the time with their dogs because of the fact that they... My thing is, and I mean, I've just proven over and over and over that it works. I could train my dogs 10 times in one day for 10 minutes and get a lot more out of them than I can train on them for, what is it, an hour and 40 minutes straight. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not just keep on pushing and pushing and pushing, you know. And I get something and then I quit. I can go do something else, let them go play or get another dog out for me normally and train on them. And I'm not saying 10 minutes, you know, because a lot of times we'll train 20, 30 minutes, an hour, you know, because we're placing our dogs a lot. When you're place training your dogs, I mean, you could go 8 hours if you want, you know, whatever you want to do with it, as long as you're doing something else, you know, with other dogs or whatever. But I think that the hardest part is for people to just keep on, you know, trying to get this one thing down. And a lot of times for me, once I get something fairly solid, I'll add in a new item, new training, whatever, you know. And then if that thing starts bothering me a little bit, or I see the dogs, like, leaving the training thought, you know, I'll go back to the other thing that my dog's really solid on. And I'll work on that some more and try to make that a little bit better because it's already doing so good. And I feel that so many people don't, you know, they set out of the house with one thing in mind and they just harp on it too much and it aggravates the dog too much. So, Brett, you got anything in there?
Yeah, I got a couple things. Paula Smith said, I may be going on a hike to walk a wolf.
Huh?
Not sure what that means.
She's going to go on a hike and do what with a wolf?
Walk a wolf. Sound like a dog walk.
Have fun with that.
Paula Smith also said, it's supposed to be a little cooler.
Yeah, I thought it would be in Denver. I think it's always cooler in Denver. I lived there for a couple months when I was a kid. Couldn't get along with it, with the school. They didn't like me. They didn't like my hat, my boots, my jeans. They didn't like me. Well, probably didn't like me
either. It wasn't anything you did.
Not me. No. But it was bad there. I mean, I remember it was like, we had an old boy, his name was Sparky Patton. I mean, I'd like to look him up, see if he's still alive one day, but he was cool. He was bigger than me. I was, I think, 13 at the time. And, he always wore his cowboy hat to school, and every day in the morning he'd take it. We only went half a day there. He'd take his hat off and he'd put it in his locker. And I mean, he had a nice hat on. And one day me and him were kind of buddies, you know, because we were both kind of country guys. And we was walking out of class and getting ready to go home, and he got his hat out, and somebody slapped it off. Man, you're talking about a dogfight now. I mean, they were going at it. And there, the teachers didn't just come and say, hey, break this up. I mean, they just piled on him and drug them apart, you know, and send everybody their own way. But yeah, old Sparky, then they called me Goat Roper then, you know. I don't know what they call him now, but we were Goat Ropers because we was cowboys and wore boots and country boys or whatever it was. And it was just, I mean, that school I just couldn't get along with, because every time you turn around there's somebody trying to start shit, and I wasn't very good at running from it. So I told my brother I was living with, I probably ought to just move on back to Missouri. So I had a short school year there, and I went ahead and bailed out and went back to country life. So, Brett, you got anything to add?
Paul Smith said the wolf will be on a leash.
I'm totally lost.
Hopefully you're not going to be holding the leash.
It almost sounds like she might be bringing one home or something.
You got to...
I hope not.
You got written up who's next in kin to get your dog?
Paula Smith found a good dog trainer, so she's like, I can just buy a dog, take it to tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll just go get a wolf. He'll train it. That's all right.
I rescued this coyote.
Yeah. Wild, right off the range.
Mariah Shore asked, this is Mariah, since it's going to be hot this weekend, what should you do to keep your dogs cool?
Air conditioner. You know, I mean, I know this is going to piss off people, but you know there's so many dogs that live in this heat outside. I mean,
Marvin.
If the dogs Marvin. Have a choice, they'll dig down Marvin. In the dirt. Oh, yes.
The dogs that live in the AC?
It's hard on, like me. I don't want to go live under a shade tree. It's hard on me. But I didn't say all dogs could. I said there's dogs who do. And they're perfectly fine, because I know from the past experience.
You cannot say dogs will be perfectly fine in this heat. It's on you when they say, oh, my dog will be fine.
Not these dogs. No, I said not these dogs.
Which dogs are you talking about?
The farm dogs that live out there in the country.
None that we know.
Well, I know some right now. I could go show you some of them. But the thing is, for me, with all the dogs, you should have some kind of fans on them. You know, a lot of people don't have air conditioners. And I'm sure that's what Mariah's talking about, Bianca. You know, we get dogs that come here and stay during 100-degree weather.
Because we have AC.
Yeah, and the parents go get a hotel room that mm-hmm. can't have a dog in. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have it all the time. So mm-hmm. I'm not ever saying put your dog out in the heat. You know,
just
like Bianca said, I just have to make sure I make that clear. Don't tie your dog to the fence and leave him in the sun.
Don't ever tie him to a fence and leave him.
Yeah. But I think for the people who don't have the air conditioners, for themselves too, you know, everybody got to look out, because there'll be a lot of people have heat strokes this weekend if they ain't careful.
Yeah, the people can't make it. No, I won't.
No. I'd have to be damn well shaded up, probably down by the creek at the Beaver Ponds. It'd be a little cooler, but I had to roll into Beaver Ponds once in a while. But Jody will be out there in the swimming pool. But for me, the dogs like that, you know, and you just have to have fans on them. I mean, an air conditioner, shade, whatever you got. But me hauling dogs before, and I don't recommend this either because I don't want to get people in trouble, but I had insulated dog box for my cow dogs. We would run across Montana or wherever, you know, and it'd be hot out, and I would just get a bag of ice and throw it in the dog box. And then the dog could go chill out on the ice, or he could lay by the ice and then still get the coolness off the ice. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. Take them over to your friend's house, got air conditioner, hang out for 3 or 4 days. I mean, and like I said, it's going to be hot. And here, I hope it won't even get to 100, because we're a little bit cooler than the city. But I remember here a few years ago, we got 106 up here. And it stayed, the hottest it ever got in our kennels was 80, and we got fans going, so the dogs didn't mind at all. And to help, I told them if they got hot, just go outside for 10 or 15 minutes, come back in, and feel pretty cool.
So, which is true.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. So, but it is. It's just a lot for people to think about for their self, you know. And if you got family, you know, grandparents or somebody that's old, you know, make sure you check on them. And don't let them just be a bully and hang out in the heat. Drag them over to your house where you got air conditioner for a few days or something. It's going to be hard on people this weekend, so. Hear these people down south in Texas, they're like, yeah, 100, that's pretty cool. What's the humidity like? So, I don't know. But Brett, you got anything else?
Nothing new.
So, Bianca, let's talk about crating your dogs. For the people who have a hard time with crates. I think and we've told people before, you know, try it 3 or 4 months and see what it does for the change for your life and your dogs. You know, it's not like the end of the world.
It's so much more complicated than that.
Well, no, but I mean, if you get tired.
But no, let's talk about this for a minute. Even 3 years ago, I feel like you could have said, crate your dog some, and people could go home and try that. But there are so many clients, new clients, not clients that we've worked with, that if we told them to go home and crate their dog, they could end up with broken teeth. They could end up with, like, serious stress.
You've got a crate train.
But you can't even just do that. The owners can teach the dogs to go in the crate, but
they can't hardly crate train them because they have so many more problems.
They can, but hardly, the owners are capable of training the dog to go into a crate, but it's like it's a worldwide disaster right now. People's relationships with their dogs.
I was just talking about that the other day. Somebody asked me, like, what happened with the world and the dogs? I'm like,
Is that something you can break down and talk about?
It's so much more complicated because we could teach, which is why we don't do very many private lessons nowadays, but like we could teach an owner. I remember in the beginning I would always argue with Marvin, why can't you just show them how to do this? Why can't you teach them why couldn't you teach that person how to do this? Because it doesn't matter the skills. We can teach a person how to crate a dog, how to place a dog, how to make them behave well on a leash, how to teach them to be polite for greetings. But we get contact submissions of people who, and don't think I'm talking about you, like Marvin says, we've had 3 contact submissions this week of owners who are trying to move in together, but they can't because one dog is trying to kill the other dog.
Or one dog can't get along with the other human.
Doesn't like the person. Or the two dogs aren't getting along. And sure, always, always we have to train the dog to do things. The dog has to learn right and wrong. The dog has to learn sit, down, place, come, etc. But we have such a more serious problem that's getting exponentially worse fast, where it's not as simple as you need to crate your dog.
I don't think it's gotten worse fast. It's been, we're just seeing more of them.
I don't think so. I think it's getting worse.
Been this, I don't even know if there's been a lot of difference in it for the last 5 or 6 or 7 years I've done dog teacher, Marcus dog teacher.
I think
we just see a lot more of those people coming out of the woodworks because some of them are trying to get help everywhere, but they're not getting the help they need.
Well, there's a lot and more trainers here now that are saying if your dog doesn't like the crate, you don't have to use the crate.
Or if your dog don't like that person, put him in the back room when they come over.
Put him in the laundry room.
I mean, there's just so many. And you know, it's so weird because here a while back you was telling me about what are we being if we don't share a sandwich with our dog?
Oh, yeah. The guy,
resource garden.
The guy said your resource, a human said you're resource guarding your food if you don't share your meal with your dog.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
It's like, holy crap.
That's crazy. That's like we live on a different planet.
We do. But the thing is for me, and me and a kid this morning was talking about how many thousands of dogs that I've helped over my life. Have a better home, a better leader, and the leader having a better dog in their house. You know, the human, because they change and they, once they see how beneficial it is to be a leader for your dog and your dog respects you in all categories, it doesn't matter whether you're telling them to crate or place or lay down or drop a stick or, you know what I mean, not counter surf or not bite the neighbor. I mean, all of those things we train. But the moral of the story is some people you just can't change. Huh? You just went dead on us here. Your mic break?
No.
Oh. Sometimes you just can't fix that human. And we see that.
Hold the cap. You're tapping
the mic. Sometimes we just can't.
So I've heard it a million times over now, but what do you have to say to people that say certain breeds can never learn to recall or to be trained to do anything but sit with a cookie?
Well, for me, and I remember what dog it was a while back. We had a dog that Because I always talk about, I've never seen a dog I can't teach a recall on. Not saying there's not a dog. I haven't met it. But here a while back,
We've had some we've had to keep extra.
Yeah, we have one. I don't remember which one it was a while back that I was really like, holy shit, this might be the one, you know. But the people who, I just go back to it, the people who have that dog they can't teach a recall on, I haven't met it, or them probably. You know, not saying I can, because like I said, I know one day I'm going to probably find a dog that won't recall, but if you go check his heartbeat, it probably ain't beating. You know, he's probably laying there dead. The only reason don't come to me. So I think that the people who can't recall, teach a dog a recall, I don't know, they may be out of the league.
I don't think that that's what Mariah was asking.
I think it was.
What do you have to say to people that say certain breeds can never learn to recall or be trained to do anything but sit with the cookie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so for me, I just say I haven't met them.
Yeah.
Maybe we could ask the same question to you, and then you could give...
No, I think she was asking a different question. But
then you need to ask the other question.
I'll wait
right?
to argue when we're not on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, argue. Yeah. Yeah.
Francesca Carson says, my dog Boots is scared
hey,
of...
Francesca.
Hold on.
I need your help.
She said, my dog is scared of vacuum cleaner, gunshots, fireworks, and thunder.
You should come by, and we can't make thunder, but I do have guns, and we do have shot back.
We
can
do some
enough.
Lessons. Yeah.
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 Because for me...
We had a border collie that we just
especially the shot backs, you know, those are normally so easy to fix if you have the experience of fixing it, you know.
Well, how to handle and, the situation.
Yeah. And the gunshots. Remember Jim Fisher about yep. here a while back?
Yep.
We had
and the four-wheeler.
Yeah, we had his dog here, and we used, actually, I went in the house, got a gun out, and we'd come out and shot a gun around, and Bianca rode with a bicycle with the dog right beside her, right, when I shot that gun, was that right?
Four-wheeler.
Yeah.
I think.
And you couldn't be around the four-wheeler with the dog either, because it'd eat tires off
the
four-wheeler.
So we took the four-wheeler out and went shooting.
So while we was doing that, we just went ahead and got a gun, was shooting a gun, too.
Yeah.
But there, and I've fixed, I don't even know how many dogs with vacuum cleaners and stuff like that. And I see you're going to be here in the Northwest in the near future. So you should bust on by here and we'll work with your dog some.
You can come work on that and then you can help me with my problems.
I've known Francesca a long time. I don't think she'd even want to try to help you.
Sad.
Francesca said, my dog was, oh, sorry, but she might be a little spoiled.
Yeah.
Talk about
a lot.
No way.
Dog. A lot.
No.
And then Francesca said, whenever she hears Marvin's voice, she minds a lot better.
I wish Bianca was that way.
And then Mariah gave an explanation, and she said, like, for example, people say sight hounds and huskies can't recall because it's against their genetics and they are physically unable to. A lot of trainers, included I've met, said the same exact thing.
Well, but I feel that, and I don't know, the trainers don't even matter, but if you bring me that dog they can't recall, I'll show you how to recall it. I mean, I've got confidence. So I don't even worry about it no more. It won't happen overnight. It's very doable. We trained so many huskies to recall. I don't even know how many. Probably 20 or 30 in the last couple of years. I don't even know. We had three here from the new bird shelter at one time. Mm-hmm. So, and we've got a recall on everyone that come through.
Francesca said, I should be out west in July until October.
Oh, good. Come by and see us.
I'll show you the tricks I've been teaching my dog.
Trick trainer Bianca.
Francesca said, what problem?
So, I was trying to teach my dog the jump rope. People will get a kick out of this.
Yeah, I think so.
And I've been just teaching her how to jump up
and down.
The
only bad thing is you didn't video it.
Yeah, this is true. I was teaching her how to jump straight up and down, which took me a little while because she likes to parkour off of things, so I had to teach her not to jump off the door and off the wall, because at one point I did teach her to jump off the wall. So I got her really good. She was jumping up and down, but then I got carried away, and she jumped over me. This is what happens every time I try to trick train. I want to do it so bad, but I'm freaking terrible at it.
No patience.
I suck at it. So she jumped over me, knocked a Diet Pepsi over on my desk everywhere, knocked my MacBook over, knocked my phone into a cubby I didn't even know my desk had, and it was lost for 3 days. And she was really proud of herself.
Yeah, she laid her in her room. Like, hey.
I am really good at obedience training and behavior modification, but I am a terrible trick trainer.
You ought to think about retiring from it at a young age.
I know. I want to do it.
Retire?
No.
I'll do it.
It's
patience,
fun.
Patience. Well,
and it's cool when dogs do tricks.
If you have patience.
I am not skilled at teaching it.
And you don't listen. You listen.
I probably listen to Francesca.
Probably don't listen to me. You listen to me really well on dog training, but when it comes to trick training, not so much.
Francesca said, I will trade trick training for obedience.
There you go. You can help me with her, Francesca. That'd be fun. I want to watch a video. It'd be fun to see how you could handle it from her.
I think I would
listen.
See if
you would argue with her.
I would. No, I'd be so respectful.
Really? Yeah.
I feel like.
If you try to help me, you just talk shit.
Francesca said, I could teach a dog to fetch a beer from the fridge.
Yeah, I can't. If I taught a dog to fetch a beer from the fridge, I think my dog would bring the whole fridge door.
Yeah, or eat everything in it and not bring nothing.
Yeah.
So, we got anything else, Brett?
No, that's it.
What do you want to add to this before we get off here?
I have nothing to add.
My fishing trip went south. So,
if anyone would like to send your condolences,
a fish all left, boat broke down. I was ready though. I was there.
We were ready.
Me and Brett both were like just ready, chomping at the bits to go, and then canceled it.
Ready for the barn door, with the barn door on the same for us.
Yeah. So I think we're going to bail off here.
You okay?
Any last sponsors? Shout outs to anyone that you want to do before you get off.
Not the fishing trip.
Yeah, not a fishing guide. We don't got one of them right now. Weather's bad. The boats are broke. So, I think we're good.
Okay.
We'll just bail off here, and we'll see y'all the next time. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast. If you found this information helpful, we suggest following even more of our dog training tips and resources on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Just search Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher.